straight from the Saturday Rub Catch-Up podcast, this is another edition of BT's Vault.
He's amongst the finest interviewers of our time.
I'm unforgettable.
When he's on the clock, Parco, Denton and Oakes take notice.
I am the man.
He's one of the best. This
is about me.
Is Bristol's Vault.
Now, Brian. I've just been to the centre of Australia nearly, to Arkaroola, to Wilpena Pound.
Driving.
The amount of people that came up to me in the middle of nowhere and said, I am committed from 12 o'clock to about 2 o'clock to listen to The Rub every single Saturday. I say, I can't believe it gets out here. I thought you only got the boring AM crap. They said, no, we can access through these big antennas, the FM.
Did you tell them that my missus sold this stuff without my permission?
They know the story about how the tapes got to Triple M, but they say, of all of the things, BT's Vault is as funny as anything I've ever heard, and I never miss it. Mm. This is in Arkaroola, Brian, an old station where they used to run cattle out in the middle of bloody nowhere.
Well, I don't know what to say to that, well, Bobby, other than I am a little terse with it all.
All I know is, Brian, your fame tentacles spread everywhere, and so they bloody should.
You might try and sell this too, might you, like Romy Gray.
1991. 3KZ The Good Sports, is that right?
3UZ.
3UZ The Good Sports. Brian's first
1991,
foray.
Yes.
Brian's first foray into broadcasting, just left Collingwood, captain coach of Paran, all that we know about what happened there. So there's your backstory.
Wrote his book about the Collingwood year.
Interviewed some of the biggest names in global sport, George Foreman being the first one, of course, Nadia Comaneci. And then just turned his eyes, Damo, back locally.
Right.
Now, I want to ask you this, before we get to this, give me the biggest name in football in 1991.
Well, Hawthorne won that year's flag again. Dermot, maybe. Well,
yeah, but he was right at the end, Dermot. He was almost playing for Collingwood at that
Dermot's
stage.
Dermot's enemy, Chief.
Well, the Chief had to be, didn't he?
Yeah.
At that time, maybe Gary Ablett Sr. maybe would be the only one that would rival the Chief for the biggest name in the game.
Maybe Ablett then, Chief.
Yeah, yep. Well, there you are. So there's your two. So what Bristol did...
I'll plug a locket.
Well. You will plug it. So there's the big three.
Yep.
Bristol decided at about 5:45 to do something none of us are courageous enough to do.
I am.
And wake the Chief up and get him on 3UZ The Good Sports. So enjoy.
One... two, three, four. Just now on 3UZ The Good Sports, we're going to go to one of Hawthorne's best players down there and has been a full forward for the last few years and done very, very well indeed. He's kicked a lot of goals and has been the spearhead down there at Hawthorne. I speak of none other than Hawthorne full forward, Jason Dunstall. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, Brian.
Good. A little bit early for you, perhaps?
Just a touch, mate.
Just a touch. You're still in bed or you're up?
No, I'm up.
Okay, well, what about Hawthorne? I mean, the last couple of years, I suppose, especially last year, they were they did very, very well indeed, but just weren't the Hawthorne of old. I sense that perhaps this year, Hawthorne are going to come back with some real fight.
Well, we're certainly hoping to.
Mm. Well, what about new coach Alan Joyce taking over the reins from Yabby Jeans, of course, and he has coached the side once before to a premiership. Have his methods changed any from Alan Jeans, or are they basically the same style of coach?
I think everyone's style is a little bit different.
Well, what about Andrew Jarman? There's been a lot of talk in recent days about contractual wrangles and all that, which has now been resolved, apparently. What sort of a player is he, and where will he fit into the Hawthorne side?
I think from the practice games already seen, everyone's picked up pretty quickly that he's a very skillful player. And slot him in the centre, I think that would be a bonus for us.
Yeah, well, also on the line, I think, Jason, we've got... are you still there, Jase? I've lost Jason. We've just lost Jason, I think, there, Wayne Brown. So if you can fix that up for us, I'd be very, very happy indeed about that. It's currently 14 minutes to 7 on 3UZ The Good Sports.
The Good Sports on the greater 3UZ.
We've now picked up Jason Dunstall again, and g'day to you, Jason. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Sorry, I just went missing for a little while, mate.
Yeah. Jason, Scotty Palmer was just on the line. He mentioned about the helmet and your own injury. How has that progressed over the last few weeks, and is it safe now to play football without the helmet?
Yeah, I don't have any problems with that now.
Okay, we've been speaking to Hawthorn full forward Jason Dunstall. We had a little bit of a misfortune in losing Jason there for a couple of minutes, but we've had Jason and both Scotty Palmer on this morning. Really appreciate your time, Jason, and thanks for getting out of bed for us, mate.
No problem.
Good on you. And I'd like to apologise to the constables or the people in blue who pulled me up on the way to work this morning. If they happen to be listening, I'd like to apologise for perhaps nearly breaking one of the road rules. Not quite, but nearly breaking. And I thank you for your prompt attention.
Brian!
don't you rabble on with some crap.
Obviously, speeding on the way to work without
that?
Question.
Who is that
probably
person?
Doing 20 k's over the limit.
What about Jace, who's, you know, kicks 100? Yep. He kicked 100 sort of once. And Jace has kicked...
Plenty of people have done it. No, nuts.
But Jace has done it plenty of times. He's got, I've sort of got one of the sort of good players down there. Yeah.
Spearhead.
I think a seven-time under goal kicker.
Who's kicked, you kicked lots of goals.
What I love, there's always great take-out for me, Purple. Firstly, the Chief, just a touch early.
Yeah.
You reckon? And then Brian gives him one of his great 4 or 5 minute-long questions. Chief gives it the, we're certainly hoping to. Yeah. And then old Wayne, was it Wayne Dunn?
Wayne Brown.
Brown.
It was only Liberace's tour manager.
Also Bristol's producer. He gets jumped off the line and Bristol just gives it the... And Wayne Brown just picks that up.
Wasn't Wayne the one who said to him last week, Jim, when there was another line that went down, gave him a sheet of paper, read that.
There's a theme through all of the interviews. Oh. Really short, blunt answers.
That's
so
it.
Turns them right off from the start. And then how many have gone missing?
No.
Even the Chief went missing.
And this is an era before mobile phones duck. These are landlines that are going down.
Well, what I'm interested in with this is whether the great Jason Dunstall, and as you say, Duck, at that stage, no bigger name in football, whether this is an interview he remembers doing.
And I reckon he was in bed too, Jim.
Fair chance he won't remember that.
Any recollection of talking to Brian on 3 years at the Good Sports. In fact, we can ask him, because I think we might have him on the line. Chief.
Gents, how are we doing?
Now, do you remember at 5:45 being woken up by Brian in 1991?
I can't say I have a great recollection of it, other than the fact is the only reason I answer the phone is because I thought it was an emergency, because no one would normally ring me at that time of the morning.
What about the line of questioning, Chief?
I should have known what was to come after the rousing introduction he gave. Yeah. Full forward with 62 goals. But the line actually didn't drop out. I fell asleep because of the pedestrian questions that were coming my way. And correct me if I'm wrong, but did he not ask about Andrew Jarman? I couldn't even be bothered telling him it was Darren. That
Darren.
Asked.
Oh, you're a prick, Chief.
And Chief, your answers were brief.
Well, let's be brutally honest. You can only work with what you're given, Dave. And he wasn't giving me a hell of a lot. I mean, it wasn't exactly what you'd call vintage Briser, was it?
Well, we appreciate you jumping on, Chief. Thanks for that.
Cheers, boys. See you, boys.
The great Jason Dunstall and Brad Bristol. That might be my favourite of all.
He was the biggest, and he had the beautiful hair.
Oh yeah,
A little bit of a mullet, but just the really nice hair.
And
back
at that
then.
Stage, owner of the saloon.
Yeah, he had it all going on. Where's it gone?
You've got to understand that, you know, while he was a good goal kicker, he was speaking to a good goal kicker. I couldn't let him know that he was perhaps really good.
Get even more from JB, Bristle, Duck and Purple with the Saturday Rub Catch-Up Podcast, only on the Triple M app.